Hello, this is Vanessa.
Hey Vanessa, this is Sam Jones from Orbit Design. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Sam. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm sorry, actually, Peter was not available in the office, so that's why I'm calling you on his behalf. He said to
Okay.
me we need to discuss something about the membership functionalities regarding sign up and trainer sign up. So can you please do let me know about the what function would you like to use on your website for the sign up?
I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure how to answer that question. You're asking me how I want people to be able to sign up on my website?
Yes, let me open your site, right? So regarding to your site, let me ask you. Just give me one second if you don't mind. Robinson. Here we go. Content updated. Oh, that's great. Stay with me, please. All right, here we go. Right, it's let me open demo dash Orbit Design Agency. I'm so sorry, can you hold for a second, if you don't mind?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Hey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, I'm just sorry about that, right? Okay, so actually I just need to confirm some functionalities with you because I just spoke with Peter, right? I called to Peter regarding this and he said to me that you are willing, according to your website, you want the teams and come on your site, right? And trainer will come on your site, register yourself, and the clients also come on your site and buy the subscription. And once they buy the subscription, right, then they connect with the trainer, and trainer will train them accordingly. Am I right?
There's two different models. So there's
Okay.
one where they will sign up for a regular gym membership, which
Uh-huh.
has nothing to do with trainers. It's just them getting access to a membership, just like any other fitness facility. And then the other option is for the customer to be able to purchase sessions with trainers or be able to purchase sessions from service providers. So that's how the so there really is only the one membership, and then the other is more of a scheduling feature.
Uh-huh.
And the last thing that maybe you're actually referring to is the online training program, which is where we use another system like Vagaro to integrate with the website that allows our trainer to train people online.
Okay, got your point. So as you mentioned to me on the regular sign up, just taking example, I'm the client, right? And I want a regular function.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so just say I just come over your site and I go for the sign up. I click on the and the sign up form has a two option. One is a regular sign up, and second would be membership with client or sign up with client or with trainer. So on the regular sign up, I just go ahead and fill out the form. That's it, right?
So there should be one section that says memberships.
Uh huh.
And under memberships, it would offer the membership options that I've sent to them. Now, for the thing with the trainers, please hear me out. For the things with the trainers, that would be listed under services because that's not a membership.
Okay, so at this moment, at the right now, on your website having a membership page, right? Just I'm a client, I just go to the membership page and there is a registered option and I will read out all the things related to the membership, right? I will just
Correct.
Fill out the form, that's it. And once I fill out the form, so will I pay you something for the membership or you will get the payment from me later on, or will you get the payment on the website?
You would get the payment on the website.
On the website, okay. Right, once I pay you, right, for the membership, for the regular membership, right? So how would
mm-hmm.
you like to share the details about my training details and each other? Through the website, will you share all the details or like relate, or will you email them manually?
You mean the details about the membership, not training, because you do understand they're separate, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so the details about the membership, I would like to have emailed to them.
You will. Or if I give you the suggestion, right, on the membership page, I will mention all the details related to the membership. So they will read out all the details, right, and then they will have the option to register themselves. Once they click on the register, so they fill out the form and they will pay you whatever the amount would be for that membership.
Correct.
That would be fine, or you want
yes.
to them? Okay. So this way, we will go ahead and create a membership page and put all the membership details. So by the way, how many membership will you offer? Like, do you have any categories like platinum, silver, you know, this type of category under the membership, or you have only one?
We have two. I'm sorry, three. We have three. And it's basically a day pass, month to month, or a year contract. That's it.
It's a free membership. It's a day pass. Right, month to month.
Right, a date.
And yearly, right?
Correct, those three.
Those three. And what would be the price for the day pass? Okay, so for the day pass, month to month, yearly, you will share all the details by email to me, so I will add them. Okay.
Okay.
So just take an example. I want month to month, and I will read out all the description that you're offering under month to month, right? So. And under month to month, I will pay like $10 to you. Okay, I will register myself.
Mm-hmm.
I will pay you $10. What happens
mm-hmm.
next? How you will train me? How you will provide me? How you will be facilitate me related to month to month membership according to the package?
So once they purchase the membership online,
mm-hmm.
this is where the background system OpenPath would show up, because at that point, once they purchase the membership online, they should then have access to enter the gym. They should have access to enter the facility.
Okay.
That's what the membership gives them. Mm-hmm.
They will have the access to enter the facilities, right?
Correct. Yes.
So that facilities will be listed down in the back end of the site?
Mm-hmm.
And how many facilities would be?
How many what, I'm sorry?
Facilities. So, let's take an example. The month-to-month facilities having 7 facilities you are providing to your client into month-to-month subscription, right? So it will be listed down in the back end. Am I right? Once I purchase that month-to-month membership in my system, in my portal, so all the facilities will be appear there, right? So I can choose any one facilities, and I can read out the complete facilities, system, each and everything, right?
Sure. There's only one facility.
Okay.
So they would need access to that facility.
Okay, and under that facility is a complete description. Am I right? What type of facility is that? Can you let me know?
I'm so sorry. I'm so confused by your line of questioning.
Okay. Actually, I'm just trying to figure out the thing, like, you're in the back end of the system, because we are going to be create a system, right? So that's why I'm just asking I want to make sure that you and I are on the same page. So then we will create a complete system. So it will be help us according to membership function, according to day pass, month to month, and yearly function. We will go ahead and create that function for you. So once the client will purchase yearly membership from the website online, so they will have the option that you just said that is a one facility. Am I right?
Yes.
Right. So can you let me know that the one facility which you're talking about? What is that? Is it basically bullet points in that? What exactly is that? It's having a video or what?
You're asking what my facility is?
Yes, like what?
It's a gym.
It's a gym. Okay, got your point. And the same goes to day pass, yearly, and month-to-month? Or is there any more facilities for the yearly membership? Or is only
no, that's
one?
It.
Okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it will be one facility, gym. So I'm writing down all the points. Okay, this is for the membership. Okay, now, what about the theme? If on your website having a page, join my theme, what is exactly the purpose of the join my theme? If I'm
join my team, that's for people who want to come work with me. People who want to come work at the gym.
At the gym. Okay. So definitely if I will go to on your website and I will click on the join the team. So here is a form, right? The name, select services, email address, service price as well. Did you review that form or you haven't seen that form on your site? Did you?
I have not seen that form, no.
If it's possible to you, can you open that form at the moment?
When was it sent?
Sorry?
Oh, he just sent it. When did I receive the form? I didn't receive a form.
No, I'm not talking about the form. I'm saying that you just opened the website. So on the website having a page, join the team, like a menu. Can you click on the join the team menu?
Yes, I would like them to be able to.
Right. Can you open the website?
Can they open the website by clicking on join the team?
No. I'm saying you have the website link. Do you have the website link right now?
No, I do not.
Okay. Let me send you that right away. Can you check your email, ma'am?
I'm in my inbox.
Here we go. Vanessa, here we go. Let me send you where my email website link. Vanessa. And your email address is housefwc@gmail.com, am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I'm sending you the link right now. Website link. There we go. I just sent you. It will be there in a few minutes. And please open that link on your laptop or desktop, please.
Oh.
Right.
going to take me a moment to get my laptop fired up.
Sure, take your time, ma'am. No problem.
Sit down. Okay, so I'm trying to get it going now. Okay. Okay, join the team. Just join the team. Okay, I'm in there right now.
That's great. So you see there's the pages on top. We can discuss step by step, right? Can you go to the services? Can you click
yes.
on
uh-huh.
right? So on the services, you see right now there's a dummy services, right? But can you let me know like how many services you are offering at the moment so I can list down all the services right there?
It should be about six. I can email them to you
That's
later.
Perfect. That's perfect. So those services are be the purchasable or only just book the book the date or timing?
They will have to book the day and timing,
uh-huh.
and then the person providing that service will have to approve it before they get charged. Does that make sense?
Let's say I'm the customer. I just booked the service. Let's take an example, bodybuilding. Okay. I booked the
mm-hmm.
service like 23rd June at 10 a.m. So I just booked that. So when I will be paid? Once I will be reach at your place or what, when?
So what I would like to happen is for if you go in and you book a class, it would ask for your payment information and then it wouldn't charge you until the service provider, the person actually doing the class or giving the service, approves that day and time.
Okay, recurring. Okay, once the provider will approve you, then payment will automatically charge.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I think I suggest to you one thing. You don't need to do it because you will charge first. Once your provider approve that, that's fine. If they not approve it, so that amount will automatically refund it to that customer. I think
yeah, but some I feel like as a customer service, feature, just for, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. I feel like just for customer service, that's bad service because then they have to wait for the money to come back. And they may, if they get charged, they may expect to come for that service even though the person can't do it at that day and time. So I'd rather the service provider approve it first and then the customer get charged. Or maybe the customer doesn't charge anything, and then the team member charges them later. That's fine, too, if it means too much work on the back end.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. So service part is done. Okay. And, okay, what happened once I get the service? So how I need to come at your place, or what happened? Or will you provide me online?
They will need to come to our place. Depending on the service, but most of the services, for the exception of one, they will need to come to our place.
That's great. Let's move to the schedule page.
Okay.
On the schedule, having a schedule table, so it's fine.
Yes, that's fine. Yes.
Let's move to the team.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the team.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here's your team, right? So you will mention your team there.
Yes.
Right, and so now the membership.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the membership, please.
Yes. So yeah, this page would have to look different.
Okay, so would you like to change something, or this page is fine?
So this page looks like they're signing up for like a class or something is what it looks like to me. It doesn't look like they're signing up for a gym membership because if they were signing up for.
Go ahead, please. I'm listening.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so this page would be more for, like, a workshop. That's what this looks like to me. For a membership, there would need to be a page where it allows them to select the type of membership that they would like and insert, agree to the, like the agreement contract, you know, the membership contract. They'd have to agree to those terms and conditions. And then enter their payment information so that they could be charged.
Okay, so I will change this page, right? And I will just show the three packages there, which is day pass, monthly, and yearly. And under the packages, having a buy option. Once I select the package, so it will be redirected to the form, where I will just upload my put my information, name, address, email, phone number, each and everything. And now there is a card information as well. As I click on the submit, so it will be charged to me. It's $10, $15, whatever the dollar is.
Correct. As long as they agree to terms and conditions, there will need to be that as well. I'm sorry, Sam. I have an important call. Could you hold for me for just 2 minutes? 2 minutes?
Sure, ma'am. No problem.
Thank you so much. Sam, thank you for holding.
Hey, hello? I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Right. So now, as I mentioned to you, I will change the layout, right? And so now, the next thing is that once I purchased the membership, right, and under the membership having other points that you are offering to the client under the packages, right, day pass, monthly, or yearly, right? Or
right.
All three memberships having the same offer you are offering to your client, or it's having a difference according to the package?
The same?
Let's take an example, day pass package having a one thing you are offering, monthly package having a five things you are offering, or something is like that, or all three packages has the same thing you are offering to client?
All three are the same. They're just for different periods of time.
Okay.
So the day pass is for, it's a pass to the gym for 1 day. And the month-to-month is subscription, where the member pays every month, a recurring charge every month, to have access to the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And the yearly is where the member pays one time for the entire year.
Right. So basically, and it will be happen early once I go for the yearly basis, right? If
Correct.
I go for the month by month, so it will be recurring payment month by month, or the client willing to pay after 1 month, or it will be automatically charged to the client?
It will be recurring, automatically charged to the client every month.
Or might be the client doesn't want to continue the service with you after 1 month, then?
They would have to let us know to cancel.
You need to be okay, so you will have the option to cancel their membership, right? Okay.
Yeah, we could add that in. That would be great.
Okay, that's great. Because these options we need to be added in the back end, in the super admin.
Okay.
Need have access to cancel the membership. Okay, so now, at this point, once I purchase a membership and you are offering a gym, so in the client portal, let's say I am the client or you are the client, you sign up, so I will have the username and password of my client portal. So in that portal, what option would you like to show to the client, and what happened next? Like how I will be enter to the gym. Once I enter to the gym, so what option I will have that?
Once you enter into the gym, you will have options to what I would like the system to do is save the card, like their payment information, so that they can purchase retail items or they can purchase services from what we offer.
So before the membership, they cannot purchase any services or products?
Well, I'd like them to be able to. I mean, honestly, the only thing that should happen once they purchase the membership is that they have access to enter the gym. That's it. Just access to enter the gym.
Okay.
And that should happen through their phone with the OpenPath plugin.
Okay, that's fine. So basically you are saying once they purchase the membership, then they in the back end having option to enter gym.
Correct, yes, with their phone, with the OpenPath plugin.
Okay, so once I click on the enter gem, so I will have the options like products that you are offering and other services that you are offering to the for the membership, for the member person, right? So they can easily purchase them, am I right?
Yes.
Right, and those services and those products you are not offering on your website. If somebody willing to purchase that directly, so they cannot be, right?
So that's what I was just saying, is that I would like anyone to be able to purchase services and or retail. However, I need the main feature that is important to me is that the member, once they purchase the website, can enter the facility, have access to enter the gym. Any other features are just extra, meaning it's just helpful that maybe the system saves their payment information because they're logged in. And that would be the only benefit to being logged in, is that the system saves the payment information.
Okay, got your point. So this means we need to add some other pages as well. All right, because you are selling as well. So, okay, and now let's move to the join the team. Okay, so just click on the join the team.
Yes. Yes, this needs to look like a job application.
Join the team seems like a job, I guess, right?
Right, it's meaning you're trying to apply for a job at the gym.
Exactly. So here's the same thing, right? And to join the team, select services. Might be your gym having a different services, like they want to provide training, they want to provide weight loss training or yoga or something. So they can select the service, price.
Correct.
And service price, I think, is would not be there. I think you know this. So the form fields would be names, last name, first name, last name, email, phone number. I think the date is not should not be there. Okay, first name, last name, email, phone number, services, and resume upload, right? So they can upload their resume.
Right, yes.
And it
and,
will be...
And I can...
Go ahead. So once they've upload the resume and submit the form, so it will be redirected to your email as well and in the back end as well. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got your point. And about us page is simple, text page, contact us. So except these pages, would you like to add any other page?
No, this is good. This is good. Now, one big concern I do have, Sam, is I wanted to integrate the program. It's called Trainerize. Trainerize is another program that could be integrated with our website. And I wanted to make sure that that was done because if a member does log in, right, essentially not only would it give them access to the gym, but if Trainerize is properly integrated, then it would give them access to workouts that the that their trainer uploaded for them if they had a trainer.
Here's a neat. So you are saying, let's, I am the client, I sign up for the membership, so I will have the option to watch the video that trainer uploaded?
So if I'm a client and I signed up for a membership, then I and then later, as a client, I decided to hire a trainer at the gym. I would like the ability to view the workouts online that my trainer created for me.
Okay, so basically, at this point, you are what you are saying, or what my understanding, we need to create a trainer portal as well. Because whatever the trainer, like your team is called a trainer, like because how many trainers you have, you will be add under your team section, am I right?
Right, yes.
So how many team members you have, this means is there, they have a separate portal as well. So through the portal, they can upload their videos according to the, you know, service, like a yoga service, whatever. So being a client, if I go for the membership, I need to select a trainer as well?
No. That's separate.
That's separate. So if I already purchased a membership, in the back end of my system, in my portal, the client portal, have the option to hire a trainer, am I right? To hire a trainer.
Yes.
So once I click on the hire trainer, so hire a trainer option should appear on client portal. Okay. Once I click on it, right, so I will have the all trainer. Let's say I have a 5 trainer in my list, and I will select, just take an example, Peter. I will select the Peter is the name of the trainer, right? So I select the Peter. So I will pay them something, or will I not pay anything to the trainer?
They will pay the trainer something, yes.
Okay, so this is a thing we need to write it down because this is a functionality. Once hire a trainer, they will pay them. Pay them, okay. Once they pay you, so that amount will go to trainer or to go will go to you, to whatever the
budget. It will go to the trainer, but let me specify, Sam, before we overcomplicate it. Most people will pay their trainer directly.
Okay.
So most people won't use the website to pay their trainer. They will pay their trainer directly. And I want to make sure that this Trainerize portal, because the portal is already built out on Trainerize, it just needs to be integrated, right? I want to make sure that when they log in that they can still access information from their trainer if the trainer has assigned it to them.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
I make sense to you, right? And you said the trainer portal is already created.
Yeah, because yes, you'd be using Trainerize. So Trainerize is a system that has already built out that. So this is what I was telling Peter early on, and Jane very early on,
mm-hmm.
is that some of these back end features that I want to use,
okay.
they're already built out through other people, and we could just integrate them into our website.
Oh, okay.
They have plugins available.
Got your point. I really appreciate it, right? So you are saying
mm-hmm.
the trainer. So did you provide any plugin link or plugin name to Peter before, or you haven't mentioned anything else to Peter?
I haven't given him the link because he told me in the beginning that he looked up that they had a plugin. He
uh-huh.
confirmed that they had a plugin, and he said that's all he needed.
Okay, you will let me know right away. I can check it out, right? I will just...
Okay.
Right. What was the name you mentioned to me? Trainer... What?
Trainerize. It's TRAINERIZE.
Uh-huh. IZE. IZE. Okay, Trainerize. Let me see. Trainerize.com. Here we go. Okay. And you already signed up on it, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, but you will?
Yes, I can. I had left it up to Peter to confirm that that was the one we were going to use, which is why I didn't do it yet. Because there's many other websites that can do this as well. Like Vagaro was another one that I mentioned to him.
Uh-huh.
Vagaro is another very popular one that I mentioned to him that we could use also. So I was waiting for him to confirm which one you guys were going to use.
Okay, so, okay, let me see that, right? I will confirm, you know, so the first is the Trainerize, second is the Vagaro, and is there any third one? Would you like to give me the reference?
The last one, I believe, is called exercise.com.
Okay, it's exercise.com.
Yes.
Exercise.
Those are the three.
Those are the three. Okay. And basically,
I mean, there's many more, but those are the... there's one more. I'm sorry. I can give you one more called MyPT. It's MyPTHUB.
MyPPHUB.
Uh-huh. MyPTHUB.com.
MyPTHUB.com. Got you.
Mm-hmm. So those are examples of back-end programs that are already created that can be integrated with our website.
What's your point, right? So basically, you are saying I will need to confirm you, like which platform we can integrate it, and then you will go ahead and sign up on it, right?
Correct. You've got it. Yes.
Gotcha. Fine. That's great. Okay. And so that is very simple then, all right, once you sign up there, so we will integrate them on your site. So once the client and click, because this dashboard or this, once you will sign up of the Trainerize and Vigaro or whatever, so once
mm-hmm.
anybody will purchase this membership, so they will have the login ID and password as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they can go there and they will put once I will integrate it, so they will go there and they will put their login ID and password, and then they will use your system, right? What
yes, yes.
So basically, only we need to work on the membership thing, right?
Right, yes.
And the services and the services that you are will be mentioned on the website. That is six services.
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
I see, and that's an easy thing. Okay.
Well, good. You see, this is why I was stressing out on why it was taking so long.
Actually, you know what happened? Peter mentioned to me we need to discuss the functionality. I thought like we need to create something, some system, like the trainer will become and trainer and clients will be, you know, talk together over the system, and they will see the videos, each and everything. You know, the long system.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that's why I call you.
Okay.
So that's why I was discussing and asking too much question. I'm so sorry about that. Actually,
no, it's okay.
I don't know why Peter mentioned this thing, and might be possible Peter was thinking like we need to create a system. what system you are going to be integrated, what you just mentioned to me, we can create that, right? But it takes too long.
Yes.
But I was, that's why I was keep asking you the question about those system, because actually I'm
Yes.
there with the partner over here, so that's why Peter mentioned to me you should go with Vanessa and ask them, ask her like what function, what system she's wanted. So according to her, we will go ahead and create that function. But unfortunately,
Yes.
you are saying it's already there, and you mentioned me too many things, right? So
Yes, yes.
this is a very easy thing. We need to integrate it, right? I will go ahead and sit down with the developer, and let's see which platform I can able to integrate it, right? And that would be easiest thing, right? And because we need to work on the membership thing, services, and that's it. Because the membership,
Yes.
we create a form and add the payment method and all that stuff. Great. Here is the thing. One last thing, right? Sorry. Virtual purchase, right? So how we need to send email to the client, whoever the purchase your membership, right, along with the username and password of that system. So that username and password would be the constant, or it will be sent, or it will be changed according to the client or client by client.
It would be individual to each client.
It will be changed.
Because are you saying like we have one login for everyone to get in?
Yeah, we can do that. No, we cannot do, because every user has
no.
Every user has a different profile, right?
Right. I want each user to have, because if they, I'm assuming that if each user has their own profile, they would also need their own login and password, right?
I do understand, right? So let me, I
yeah.
need to see that function in the platform that you have mentioned to me, right? Then according
okay,
to the
yes.
platform, we need to work on it, right? So you just give
okay.
me some time. And
okay.
again, we took too much time, and at the end of the call is only the small thing you want.
Yes, yes, that's it. Well, I feel better, though, because you're the first person I feel like really understood what I was asking for. I don't feel like anyone else has understood yet. So I'm glad you asked all those questions, because we were able to get to what I was actually asking for.
Right, that's great. That's great. So
yes.
Any other platform in your mind would you like to reference? Only just four would you like to go with? My, perhaps, Exercise, Coronarize, and Vagaro.
Yeah, those are the only ones I'm really aware of that are like really good at what they do. I am open to others. But the reason why I like Vagaro and Trainerize a lot is because they offer the live streaming option.
Okay.
And I love that. So
that's
if you
perfect.
Can find one that offers the live streaming, that, and even if it's another program, that would be fantastic.
Okay, I can go ahead and check it out. And another case is that, and you just mentioned to me about the plugin thing. So which platform are offering plugins?
So I know those ones that I just mentioned to you offer the plugins. And then the one other plugin that I know about is called, it's for my access, it's my door access system. This is the system that actually unlocks the doors to let people into the building. It's called OpenPath.
OpenTap.
Yes, it's O P E N. P A T H.
P A T H. OpenTap.
Yes.
Is this a building software? Is a door software? I guess.
Yes, it's a door software, like a security software for
yes,
the doors.
Yes.
Yes.
So I think it will not be workful for you. It is.
Yes, very helpful, because my gym is 24 hours. So I need some, they have to be able to get in even when someone else is, like when I'm not there.
Oh.
So, and I've already bought the service. I already have it, OpenPath.
So that access you will provide them, who will, your client, once they will be at your place, right?
Yes, yes, that's how they'll actually get into the gym.
Right, and there is no connection between the website.
Well, I'm assuming that there will have to be, because they can't get access to OpenPath until they've signed up for a membership.
So definitely once they sign up, right, once they purchase this membership, then they will have the access of this OpenPath.
Correct. Yes.
They will have any barcode type thing, right? They can scan it, and they can enter into your gym, right?
It's a feature that actually uploads onto the phone. So they
Oh.
just scan their phone in front of the reader, and then it opens the door.
Perfect. Right? I never used that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great.
So basically, once they purchase the membership, so they need to give that option to download any application or something.
Well, I'm hoping that it can be integrated with our website or our app if possible. So just by opening up the website, it gives them access to OpenPath, if that makes sense. Or like when they log into the user portal or something of that nature. I don't know. I honestly don't know how that back end would work. But I need it to be where once they pay for the membership, it gives them access. And if for some reason they cancel their membership or they don't pay for their membership, it no longer gives them access.
Okay. I need to see the option because might be they are offering this option or not. I need to see that, right? I need to research on it, and definitely I will get back to you with that. But we need to
Okay.
research on that. But I think it will be because they are providing the system. And
Right.
but I suggest you for this purpose, you can. Because once they purchase a membership, definitely they will visit your gym. So once they visit your gym, then you will be educate that person according to the OpenPath. I suggest you this thing because if you will provide access to everyone, whoever the purchased your membership at your website, and you will provide the access of the OpenPath, so that would very open thing. I don't think so it will be secure. So what I am saying, you need to educate that person about this thing who will be visit at your gym. First, they visit there, then you will educate them. Yeah, here's the software, here's the system, OpenPath, and you should download the system to your phone. And whenever you like to visit your gym, you can scan this to the reader, and you can enter it.
But if I do it that way, then what ends up happening is that I would have to manually give every member access to the gym. And that would also require me being there at the gym to do that. And I'm not always there or always available to do that.
We can do one thing
And
as well, like once you purchase a membership, so I will send an email at the client's email. It's like, thank you for purchasing the membership. Here's another, you should have to download the OpenPath application or something, right, to enter the gym. So through this way, we
Okay.
integrate them.
Okay, which is fine as long as my next concern is that if they for some reason don't pay for their membership or they cancel their membership, how do I make sure that they no longer have access to the gym?
Either way, so OpenPath, does they provide you any username or any password to enter their application? Do they?
No, it's by email and then you get an invitation to download the app. That's how it's gone so far. You get an invitation to download it. Let me say this though. There's lots of other features available on OpenPath that I haven't used yet. I'm using the very basic version right now because I don't have a website to integrate it with, right? But they do specialize, like OpenPath specializes in gyms. Like they were created initially for gyms. So I feel like they would have options that would work with our website.
Okay, so I am on the OpenPath website, and here's the solutions. Industry solution is gym and fitness center.
Yep.
Click on the gym and fitness center. What happened? 24 base touches gym access. Okay. Let's see here this option. You can visit the website and see the video how they are tapping something on the system, so then they can enter it. Right. Okay. I got you. You know what happened? Once this system will be download at your on your laptop or this on the computer, right? And then through that your computer, you can create a user. But once it's that person will no longer with your gym, so you can delete that user, so they won't have any
Okay.
access to the feature. I believe so.
Okay.
It will be work like this.
I just want it as automated as possible because I don't want – I've seen it happen at other gyms where people cancel a membership, but they're able to still keep getting into the gym, you know? And I know that I can check the list of who canceled, and then I can go in and delete their access, which is okay. I just – if it can be automated, I would prefer for it to be automated.
I need to check it out, this function they have, the ability to delete things. Okay, so this is the only way, right? Once is the open part, and second thing, we need to integrate these things.
Yes, and for that open path, for OpenPath, it has to be OpenPath because I've already signed up with them. I've already paid them. They're already installed on my doors.
Okay. Okay, so when it's over, I can do, let me research, start a research on it, right? Like these four platforms.
Okay.
And one is OpenPath. And then I will let you know, when Peter will let you know which platform we want to go with, then you will go ahead and sign up for that platform. And then you will need to provide me username and password. Then I will go ahead and integrate them on your side.
Okay, yes, please. Let me know. Whatever you need from me, just let me know, and then I'll get it to you as soon as I can.
Of course, no problem with that, and thank you so much for your time, and really nice working with you. I will get back to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, soon. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.